that's fine. It's
Kof Chetmal Cheshvan, Monday the 2nd of November, Rabbi Avraham Zeidman, rejoicing in the fall of our enemies.
Thank you. I was in yeshiva in the year 2000, during the second intifada, and one day I was woken up by my roommates. Yeah! We got five! Ah, but we lost one. So I wasn't sure what they were talking about until I found out afterwards it meant that, yes, we killed five Arabs and we lost one Jew. So after hearing this, and then they'll go straight to the sports pages at the back and said pretty much the same thing. Yeah, oh, we scored five and we lost two. So after hearing this a few too many times, I got quite upset and I said, how can you do this? They're our enemies, they said. I said, yeah, they're enemies, but they're people, you know. I didn't realise, actually, that in itself would be a point of contention. I didn't realise. But I said, come on. I mean, when it comes to the Egyptians, the Mitzrim, we dip our finger in the wine. We're not happy with that they died. So surely this is totally the wrong attitude to be able to have. So they said back to me, because they've just been learning Gemara Megillah, but we see that Mordechai kicked Haman. Now, at that time, I hadn't learned Gemara Megillah, and I had no idea what to answer, so I said, I'll get back to you. And here's the shir. All these years later, we'll show them. So let's go straight to the original pasuk, okay, in Mishli. Binfal oivecha al tismach, uvikashlu al yagel ibecha. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and the downfall of your enemies, yep, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles. Don't be happy when your enemy falls. The question is, why not? Why not be happy when your enemy falls? And to make it succinct, I'm going to be able to put it, there's three different opinions. There's probably more, but I'm going to take three different opinions. The opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Maharal and Derech HaChaim and Perkei Avos, and the Torah Tamima. Let's start off with the first one, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that you're not allowed to be happy when your enemy falls, when you're being happy of the pain itself. You're not allowed to be happy. The only time when you are allowed to be happy is when you're focused on a Kiddush Hashem. If you're focused on, there was a Chil Hashem, the Chil Hashem is now being punished, now there's going to be a Kiddush Hashem. When this evil was taking place in the world, it looks like there's nobody in charge of the world. Now evil has been destroyed. Baruch Hashem is a Kiddush Hashem. That you're allowed to be happy about. But if you're just happy because somebody's in pain, that is not allowed. And he says a step further. If someone you see is being punished for doing a certain Aveira, and you yourself are doing that same Aveira, then you're not allowed to be happy. Because if you're happy, then clearly you're not being happy about the Kiddush Hashem. Because if you were so concerned about the Chil Hashem, why are you doing the same Aveira? And therefore, if you're in the same situation as someone getting punished, you may not be happy at all. If, however, you're on this level that you can be happy of the Kiddush Hashem, and not the pain, but because there's a Kiddush Hashem taking place, then you're allowed to be happy. Bin follow Vecha al Tismach is referring to when you're just, ha ha ha, he's hurting himself. That is not allowed. That's the first opinion. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Then we move on to the second opinion. The second opinion, Maharal and Derech HaChaim. And he says this pasuk, Bin follow Vecha al Tismach, is referring to Jews. And he makes a differentiation. And he says this. If you see that just some bad is happening, just evil is happening to somebody, somebody slips on a banana peel, it's absolutely forbidden to be happy. Someone's walking, they slip on a banana peel, it's forbidden to be happy, even if he's a Rasha. Because it says, binfol oivecha, your enemy. Now, one minute, how are you allowed to have an enemy? So we're not talking about somebody who has an enemy when they're not allowed to, because the Torah's not going to say, listen, I know you're not keeping the Torah and you hate him even though you're not allowed to, but let me tell you, you're not allowed to be happy when he slips. We're talking about someone who is allowed to be called an enemy, a Rasha. So when you have a Rasha, he's a proper Rasha, and he slips on a banana peel, says the Maharal, it's asur to be happy. However, if there is a judgment in Beis Din, and someone's being punished in Beis Din, and it's clear that this is a judgment, as opposed to just he happens to be hurting himself, then you are allowed to be happy. What's the difference? When it comes to banana peel, even though everything comes from Hashem, it's not clear it's coming from Hashem, and therefore seems to be that why are you happy? I'm happy because I get some geschmack. I actually enjoy seeing somebody else in pain. It's funny when you see somebody in pain. But when I see, however, that there's judgment and someone's being punished and based in, then as long as I'm focused on that justice has been served, as long as I'm focused on that there's a Kiddush Hashem, that there's a din and there's a dayan, that justice happens, then I'm allowed to be happy. And then he says, when it comes to an enemy, when it comes to an enemy of the Jewish people, as long as, and it's not clear on the first reading, perhaps even the second reading it's not clear, but it is clear from the Maharal, that when it comes to an enemy of the Jews, you are also only allowed to be happy if you're focused on the Kiddush Hashem. If you're focused on what a Chil Hashem, you see these terrible things happening, and it looks like there's nobody in charge of the world, when the evil gets destroyed, then you're allowed to be happy, as long as it's not just the pleasure of seeing someone else in pain, but because you're seeing that there's justice and there's a Kiddush Hashem, and I'm focused on Hashem's kavod. That's the Maharal. Second opinion. Third opinion is the opinion of the Torah Tamima. And the Torah Tamima says, he makes a differentiation as follows. At the specific time when an enemy is being punished, Jew or non-Jew, it's forbidden to be happy. Once the punishment has ceased, you may then focus on the resultant Kiddush Hashem and be happy. So during the pain, you may never be happy. But after the pain, after the punishment, if you are now focused on the Kiddush Hashem, then it's permitted. Let's go through the three opinions. Opinion number one, Rabbeinu Yonah. You have to be focused on Kiddush Hashem. If you're in the same situation, doing the same aveira as someone else, then clearly you can't be happy because you wouldn't be focused on the Kiddush Hashem. Then you come to Maharal. Maharal says that banana peel slipping, you may not be happy. But when you see it in a court, again, as long as you're focused on the Kiddush Hashem, you may be happy. And then we go to the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima says that at a specific time you may not be happy. Afterwards, you can be happy if you're focused on the Kiddush Hashem. If we now want to bring out actually the difference between these three, let's bring actually a nafka minute between these three. What would you say in these three cases? Case number one. What would you say that in the case where there's a beis din, someone is now being taken to court for a certain aveira and he's now being punished. But I do the same aveira. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, you're not allowed to be happy. You're not focused on Kiddush Hashem. According to the Maharal, possibly, although it's going to be quite hard how that would work, possibly you could be happy if you're focused on the Kiddush Hashem. And according to the Torah Tamima, during the punishment, you may not be happy. Afterwards, you can be happy. Let's bring another nafka minute. Let's say someone has slipped on the banana peel. They've slipped on the banana peel and they're now down. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, as long as you're focused on the Kiddush Hashem, fine. But if you're just getting a nice laugh, you're not allowed to be happy. According to the Maharal, you're not allowed to be happy because it's not clear there's justice being served. And according to the Torah Tamima, after the banana peel slip, you may be happy if you're focused on the Kiddush Hashem. Let's bring a last nafka minah. What happens about in Beis Din during the punishment? In Beis Din during the punishment, so we go according to Rabbeinu Yonah. As long as you're not doing the same aveira as him, as long as you're focused on the Kiddush Hashem, not enjoying someone in pain, then you're allowed to be happy. According to the Maharal, he says that since this is taking place in Beis Din, you're allowed to be happy. And according to the Torah Tamima, no, whilst the punishment's taking place, you may not be happy. But the result afterwards, you can be happy if you're focused on the Kiddush Hashem. I was wondering, why do we have this difference between the Maharal and the Torah Tamima? I haven't seen this written, but this is my suggestion. Why is it that according to the Maharal, he says that banana peel can't be happy, court, you can be happy, even during the punishment. And yet when it comes to the Torah Tamima says banana peel, you can be happy after the event. And in court, you can be happy after the punishment, but not during. So to answer this, let's give a suggestion. It seems to be that there's two different reasons why there may be punishment. What's the purpose of punishment?
Atonement.
Atonement, yeah. So I'm going to look at two aspects for, and how that's going to work. Two aspects of punishment, yes.
There is an element of a chaputus. He slips on the banana peel. The Moor says, I know them like
Totally, yeah. Right, there's nothing random. Right.
So his death being a full on the banana peel for causative reason.
Right.
So even according to the Maharal, you should be able to celebrate his death at that time.
So we're going to see, hey, it seems to be, and we'll go to it. Yes, Avada, anything, there is any, you know, you bang your nail, any, whatever it is, every single thing, you put your hand inside your pocket, you get the wrong change. Everything is Hashgacha Pratis, and everything is, right, but it's not Megala, it's not clear. Even though it's true and absolutely true, when a person's flipping a banana peel, it's not just punk. There's a reason why. If it's not Megala to the rest of the world, this seems to be it's not Megala Kiddush Hashem. It looks like it's random, even though Be'emes it's not. And we'll see this right now. Looking at these two aspects of punishment. Reason number one why there might be punishment, okay, is in order to be able to have Musa for other people. Someone, the world sees someone does an Aveira, the world sees that there's now punishment, there's a din, there's dying, and there's a din. That means that the rest of the world is taking Musa. The rest of the world sees that, wow, this is what happens if somebody does an Aveira, okay, I'm not going to do Aveiras anymore, or and I realize as well that there's justice in the world. It's Megala to everyone else. One purpose of punishment is a message for the rest of the world. The other purpose of punishment is oinesh. Now the word oinesh is ayin nash. Ayin, look, nash, you're falling. I'll give a moshul to that. Imagine that I'm with my wife, and this never happens by the way, that she wants to have a relationship, I am with my wife, I'm saying the following, that she wants to have a conversation with me. So it's like, yeah, okay, I'm listening, yeah. It's like, no, can we please talk? Yeah, I'm listening to everything. Everything you're saying, absolutely. It's like, no, can you please put your phone down? I can do the both together. Okay, so I'm listening over here. And she keeps on trying, and all of a sudden, she doesn't do this, by the way. She doesn't. For the purpose of the tape, that was a slap. It's like, what was that for? Will you wake up? Wake up! I want to have a relationship with you. Now, let me ask you a question. When the slap took place, is that the punishment for looking at my phone? Would you call that the punishment? It doesn't seem to be the punishment. I say the punishment of looking at my phone, not having a relationship, is not having a relationship. If I'm on my phone and I'm not speaking to my wife, the punishment, so to speak, is I don't have a relationship. The slap, Shabo, the slap is only there. The only purpose of it is to wake me up. And now, due to Shabo, now have a relationship. If I just get slapped and I carry on my mobile phone, there was no gain to the slap. You have the Gamzu the Tova man. The Gamzu the Tova man, he slips over. Oh, Gamzu the Tova, and he carries on. Gamzu the Tova, and Hashem says, hello, I'm trying to give you a message. So he gives a bigger slap. Oh, Gamzu the Tova. The Gamzu the Tova man is missing the point. Yes, in the Hanami, it's all Gamzu the Tova. It is for the Toiv. But the point is that Oynesh means iron. Look, you're falling. Iron Nash, you're falling. This is a wake-up call. Take that wake-up call and now do something with it. The slap in itself has no purpose unless one now takes that message and move forward. So perhaps the Torah Tamima is focusing on Oynesh, and perhaps the Maharal is focusing on the punishment, the musa for everyone else. And it goes as follows. According to the Maharal, you can't be happy when someone slips on a banana peel. Why not? Because even though it's Hashgacha Pratis, it's not Megala Hashem's in control. Which means there's no musa message. When people see someone slip on a banana peel, no one's going to pick up the message. But when you see someone being punished in Beis Din, then you realize, wow, okay, Hashem's in control, justice is being done, and everybody's going to take that message. And therefore, says Maharal, you can be happy when the message is taken. When you realize there's somebody in control of the world, that you're allowed to be happy about. But banana peel, there's no gain. Says the Torah Tamima, I'm focusing on the ayin nash, the person falling. And when the person is actually getting the slap shabo is ra. There's nothing good about it. The question is what do you do with the slap? So therefore, to be happy whilst the slap is taking place, why, there's no reason, because it's ra. It's ra le toiv. The slap is bad. The question is, afterwards what happens? So after somebody slips on a banana peel, you can be happy now that they've had the oinesh, because now they're going to be able to learn from their mistakes. When someone's being punished, there's nothing good about the punishment. The question is, afterwards, you can, after the punishment, be happy, now seeing that this person's going to pick up a message, and now he's going to do something about it. So perhaps that's why They seem different opinions. According to the Maharal, he's talking about punishment that the Velt is able to see. And therefore, you only is Megala covered Shemayim when it's embased in, and not when it just looks like it's random with banana peel. But according to the Torah Tamima, he says, no, I want to focus on, I'm allowed to be happy when people pick up their messages. And they can pick up a message where it's embased in, or with a banana peel. Don't be happy with the pain, but be happy with the result that now the message is picked up. And with these three opinions, now actually I would say, let's look at different exhibits, different pesukim, and see how they would touch these pesukim. I'm going to bring in now exhibit A and exhibit B together. Exhibit A, it says in Gemara Sanhedrin, Amav Acha Bar Chanina, it says in Mishli, Ba'avad Rishayim Rina. When Rishayim die, there's joy. Who's that referring to? Achav Ben Amri. Question number one. One pasuk seems to be saying you can be happy. How are we going to understand that? Pasuk number two, exhibit number B. It says, Amav Yehudah B'Reid Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. David HaMelech said 103 kapitalach, and not one of them did he use the words Haleluka. Only kapitel 104 is the first time you see he uses the words Haleluka. And what is that talking about? Yisamu Chatam in Haaretz, V'Rashayim Od Einam, Baruch Yinafshi Yet Hashem, Haleluka. Sinners will be destroyed, Russia will be wiped out, Baruch Yinafshi, Haleluka. So you've got two pesukim over here saying very clearly we should be very happy when Rishus is destroyed. How do we understand that according to those three opinions? Starts off with Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah said about focusing on the Kiddush Hashem, you're not allowed to be happy if you're in the same situation. So that, Rabbeinu Yonah would say, well, as long as you're focused on the Kiddush Hashem Shabo, not that someone's in pain, then you're allowed to be happy. Haleluka, Rina, when you're focused on the Kiddush Hashem, not focused on someone just getting punished. Then we move to the Maharal. The Maharal, it's got to be that when there's Rina, when there's rejoicing, we're not talking about our enemies falling on banana peels. We're talking about when it's clear that there's justice. There's a war, and it's clear in this war that this is what needs to be done, and it doesn't look punked. It just happens to be that they're getting hurt. And Haleluka as well, when it comes to David, is also when it's clear that it's done by a basin and it's clear that it's been sanctioned by the court, that's when you're allowed to be happy. But banana peels, avada, you're not allowed to be happy. And then, how do you understand it when it comes to... Torah Tamima? Torah Tamima would say, yes, this Rina, yes, Haleluka, but not at the time, afterwards. You can't be happy during the pain. Once there is a pain, afterwards, as long as you focus on it, focusing on why it's being done for Kiddush Hashem, then you have to be happy. There we go, two exhibits. Let's get to the more interesting exhibit now. Exhibit C, Mitzrayim. It says in Gemara Sanhedrin, Lamed Tes, Lamed Beis. Before they used to go out to war, they would say, Hodu la Hashem, ki l'olam chasto. Hodu la Hashem, ki l'olam chasto, says Rabbi Yochanan, Yonasan. You're missing out the words. Hodu Hashem ki toif. Surely, ki toif. Answer is, he gives, it's not toif. Hashem is not happy when he has to be able to, when there's wars. There's wars, it has to be done. This is nothing to be happy about. This is not toif. War is ra, not toif. It may be la toif, but it's ra. And therefore, we're not going to say, Hashem is not going to say toif, because we're not going to say toif because Hashem doesn't want to go to war. He doesn't enjoy that. And the proof is with the Mitzrim. Whilst the Mitzrim, but Osa Shah, that the Mitzrim were drowning, the Malachi Asharis want to sing Shira, says Hashem, my people are drowning, my creations are drowning, and you want to sing Shira? Not allowed to. Let's understand that according to each one of those shitters. Let's start off with Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, for Hashem to destroy his creatures is not good. Why? Because Sof Ra is taking place. Can you be happy in the result? Yes, okay, you can be, there is, as long as you're focused on the Kiddush Hashem and not, haha, we got them, you are allowed to be happy, but Hashem is not happy because Ra is taking place. So as long as we're focused on the Lishma, that's Kavod Shemayim, you're allowed to be happy. Everyone else, you're not allowed to be happy, but you have to realize Hashem himself is not happy in having to destroy his creatures. That the, again, depends on which shitta, but the Rina is when you're focused on not the pain Shabo, but rather, again, it's got to be the Shema. I'm focused on that there's a Chil Hashem, and now, you know, I'm not focused, as long as it's not, as long as it's Hashem focused, and not Geshmak.
I'm happy he
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you translate? How do you mention the pussy? May the Hashem receive their voice. That there's no such thing that bad comes from the bunch, though. It's just appreciating.
I've got more to say on that, but not a lot more to say on that. But when we want to fit it in the shirt, perhaps afterwards. I want to say one thing extra with Rabbeinu Yonah is a derech efsha, that when we were at the sea, Teva couldn't even tell the difference between the Rishayim and the Jews, because we were on the 49th level of Tumah. So it only has to be Hashem who says, no, they were Be'oines and these were Baratzon. But we pretty much were on the same level, we were also over the Avodah Zarah, like the Mitzrim. So perhaps extra special also when it comes to Mitzrayim drowning, that we're not allowed to be happy because we were in the same Matzav. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, you're not allowed to be happy when you're in the same Matzav. So you could say, hey, we were in the same Matzav as the Mitzrim, so here's another reason why you're not allowed to be happy when it comes to the Mitzrim. Okay, Maharal. Maharal would say, Hashem is not happy in destroying his enemies, because again, sof, right is being used. However, as long as you're focused on the Shema, then it's Mutter. Torah Tumima. The Torah Tumima says that when we go to war, war is necessity, but again, war is Ra. It could be La Toiv. So the result is Toiv. You are allowed to have Rina, Haleluka. You are allowed to be happy in the result, but you may not be happy in the process. And he brings actually a diak in the Gemara. It says, but Iso Shah, at the time the Egyptians were drowning, the Malachi Ashara say, we want to sing Shira. What does Hashem say? But Iso Shah, whilst they're drowning, you can't be happy. But he brings the Mechilta. The Mechilta says that the day after, in the morning, they were singing. And he asks a question as well. He says, how can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu and all the Jewish people singing Shira? The next day, surely my people are drowning. And your happy answer is they were drowned. It's only during, according to as I says proof, it's Torah Tumima, during you may not be happy. But afterwards, as long as you focus on the Kiddush Hashem, then it's permitted. And let's bring the last exhibit, exhibit D, then we can see it go further. Haman.
According to Torah Tumima, if you're being concentrated on the Kiddush Hashem,
yes,
there might not be a minute whether it's at the time or tomorrow.
Because it is at the time, it seems to be there is some geschmack with it. Because, again, if we say that it's oinash, the slap, then the actual slap itself is ra. You can't be. When somebody is being slapped, the only question is what happens afterwards? Do they take the message or not? The slap in itself, Shabbat, isn't. There's nothing good about the slap. There's nothing good about an oinash. The only benefit of an oinash is if you take the message. And if not, it was never meant to be the power Shabbat. It's meant to be, do take the message. So that's why it says you can't be happy with Bashat.
So the even trying being destroyed.
Yeah. Yes.
So they're getting the slap, not us.
It's a message for them as well.
Yeah.
It's a message for them as well.
No, they're all dead, right? But why shouldn't they even be happy? What's the difference if they're happy today or tomorrow? The Jews.
Whilst the Mitzrim are drowning, yeah, they themselves are actually learning a message, and they themselves are realizing that they're now doing teshuva. So during the pain itself, it's what do they do with that pain? Ah, now actually, the moment before their death, they realize. They now realize who's in charge of the world. That's resultant Kiddush Hashem in the next day, but not B'Shas.
Talk to
the
Rebbe. Matthew, what is the role?
Okay, so let's come to Haman. What's the case of Haman? So, Haman had to put Mordechai up on the horse. Mordechai has been fasting, he doesn't have any energy. So, the Gemara says, Gemara Megillah, Daf Tes, Zayin, Amud, Aleph. So Mordechai says to Haman, you're going to have to bend over so I can actually get on the horse. Haman bends over, Mordechai steps on him and gives him a whacking kick, gets on the horse and says, Haman, Harasha, who's also a bit of a Talmud Chacham seemingly, and he says, excuse me, it says in your Torah, bin folevech al tismach, he can't be happy, what's going on? Says Mordechai, he says, that's referring to a yid. When it comes to you, however, al bamoso, Amoso Tidroch, you need to tread on their high places. Now let's understand that according to three opinions. Start off number one, Rabbeinu Yonah. Simple again. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, as long as you focus on the Kiddush Hashem, fine. Okay? According to the Maharal. So the Maharal would say that when there's justice, there's a Kiddush Hashem. So it goes to this. Mordechai is saying, it's not just merely a mere banana peel. When I'm kicking you, Don't view this as a banana peel. If I was just to come up to a yid and start kicking him, that would be look like a banana peel. Doesn't look like justice is taking place in the world, and therefore be usher to be happy. But there's a pasuk saying that the way you're going to fall is basically being trodden on the back, and therefore it's clear directiveness of hashgacha pratis that when I'm kicking you, that means our malik is falling. That's a kiddush Hashem, and that's permitted. Okay, you can do flatter. Okay, then when it comes to Torah Tumima, the Torah Tumima answers and says, no, you think by me kicking, it's megaleh that I'm just having fun. I'm not having fun. I'm not doing this for the sake of fun. I'm not. I need to kick you because the pasuk says, basically, I need to show you your place for the kiddush Hashem. Don't think that I'm being happy about this. I'm not being happy about it. It's not that I'm just doing a kick as my way of just getting a laugh. I have to do this. This shows basically where your place is, and then the result, afterwards, I'm going to be happy. What's clear according to all these three opinions? Fail to get within 5 minutes. What's clear according to all these three opinions is that my friends in yeshiva got it wrong. You may not be happy when it comes to the Ra, according to all opinions. It's not being happy about the Ra. The only time we're allowed to be happy is the point is the Kavod Shemayim. And it seems to be, if it's actually a way of getting to Kavod Shemayim, getting rid of the Ra without anyone getting hurt, it's even better. And you see that two proofs. Proof number one, when it comes to Rabbi Meir had some riffraff who ruffians who were annoying him, and he davened that they should die. Says his wife, Bruria, why are you davening they should die? Oh, you mean the pasuk which says that chataim that it will stop and there'll be no rishayim? Well, it's 1 minute. If it says, if you're referring to people, choitim should die, and then rishayim should die, then it's repeating itself. Elamai, it means no, sins, not sinners, should die. Why do you daven they become bal teshuvah? He davened, they become bal teshuvah. Which means, ideally, we don't want to have, we're not looking for pain. The goal is not to hurt people. The goal is that should be covered Shemayim. If it can be done via Baal Teshuvah, that's the best way. Another proof as well. In the Amida, V'lamal Shinim, Mehera, Sa'ake, U'shaber, U'smager, V'sachniyab, Imhera, V'yameinu. Uproot them, smash them, cast them down and humble them. Now, if you want to be able to, I'm going to hit you, I'm going to smash you, I'm going to break you, I'm going to pulverize you, I'm going to rip you out of the ground. Instead, we're going the other way around. I'm going to uproot you, smash you, a bit less, cast you down, and make you humble. It's the other way around. First I'm going to make you humble, then I'm going to totally beat the living deaths out of you. What are we saying? We're saying that Hashem, at the very least, get rid of evil. If you have to do that by destroying, so be it. But we would rather not. We would rather you do it a different way. If you can just smash as opposed to uproot, that's ideal. If we can dare ask, it's better if you can just cast them down as opposed to smashing. And you know what, even better? Just make them humble. I.e., the best, most ideal way of dealing with Ra is becoming Baal Teshuvah and not having to actually destroy it. I want to get to the real bit which I want to get to, and it goes as follows. It seems to be, this is where I really want to get to.
You switch from going to Yidden to Yidden to Goyim, unfortunately, which
it's got two different... It's my focus with all the opinions, so we have to go through...
When it comes to the Egyptians, they're Goyim, like Haman was a Goyim.
That's right, so it's my focus.
It's a different attitude.
Pardon?
You need a different attitude to Goyim.
It seems to be not, according to what, okay, according to Torah Tumima, you're not allowed to be happy in the Ra, you're only allowed to be happy in the result. And according to also the Maharal, he's saying that, yes, that whatever happens, you're allowed to be happy, but as long as it's only on the Kavod Shemayim. And it's clear again, Rabbeinu Yonah also seems to be saying, yes, also referring to Goyim, you may only be happy if it's results in the Kavod Shemayim, and not in how we got them. And this is what I want to get to. It seems to be that there's a human psyche to enjoy and be fascinated by Ra. I just saw there's a TED talk given by Frances Larson. It's just come out right now. And she was pointing out, there seems to be that for this last year, everyone has been watching the same show, which is horrifying. It's a real life drama. And it seems to be too fascinating to be able to turn off. And that show has been spread via the internet, and it's public beheadings by the Islamic State. And in a poll taken in the UK, August 2014, in the days following, 1.2 million people watched the beheading of James Foley. And that's only just in Britain, and that's only just after the event. It's fascinating seeing people in pain. And 11 years before there was Facebook, which got everything spread out, Nick Berg in the Iraqi war Nick Berg, who was beheaded, on Google, Lycus, and Yahoo, in the following day was the top searched item for his beheading. In the week after, he was in the top 10 searches in the United States was for his beheading. And for the next whole month of May, he was number 2 searched everywhere on the internet wanting to see his beheading, only second to American Idol. And it seems to be that not only when it comes to our enemies, but even when it comes to our allies, and even when it comes to Jews, people say, well, I have to watch this. I have to know what's going on. It's very important to know what's going on in the news. I need to watch this. I need to watch this blood. I need to watch this gore. And what we have to really ask ourselves is what's really happening? Is it really that I need to watch this because I'm focused on the Kiddush Hashem and somehow I need to be able to turn this into this Kiddush Hashem into a Kiddush Hashem? Or is it that actually somehow in the psyche of human nature there is somewhere this fascination with Ra?
Perhaps it's because the joy of their lives are so empty, they need something to...
So maybe it's the guy, or maybe it's also some of us, maybe, who... I've heard, whatever, unfortunately, I've seen people who seem to have seen it. Again, maybe it is necessary, and again, there could very well be other opinions out there. Could very well be. But the point is that if we do see Ra, it has to be... If we see Ra, it has to be that the reason why it's only that I'm not focused on seeing another person's pain. I'm not fascinated by seeing someone's pain. It's only that I have to be doing it because I'm focused on the concept of Kiddush Hashem. And in fact, when you see in Perkei Avos, Shmuel HaKatan says, "Bin follow vecha al tismach." Shkoy, he just said a pasuk. Why does Shmuel HaKatan say a pasuk? Answer is, there's different answers, but what the main answer is because to live it is not easy. He says, because to actually live where you don't get a geschmack, where you don't enjoy the action movies, where you don't enjoy seeing somebody in pain, that is actually very hard. To be focused on a Kiddush Hashem, not so easy. See the time, please God, that we should live in a time, we should all be alive in a time where there's no more Chil Hashem, and that the Ra will be go, but the way the Ra disappears is with the... It should evaporate like a puff of smoke and everyone should become a Baal Teshuva. Thank you.